We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Pac-12 champions.
Duarte pulls up, three ball. Bang!
Bob LJ Figueroa!
Oregon goes back to back for the fourth time in the last 6 years. The Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Foley three, goal! And Foley ball!
Mikesell fires and hits a three.
Left wing, pow pow.
Yeah, boom boom.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
What a weekend.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Spring football practice wrapping up today. We'll tell you about that as the Oregon offensive line met with the media today. And we've also yet to get to some of the comments from Jim Mastro and Ken Wilson, a couple assistant coaches, running backs and linebackers respectively. We'll talk with them coming up. Also on today's show every Tuesday, we talk with the Oregon softball head coach, Melissa Lombardi. A little bit of a rough weekend. I think you're going to like, as we talked with her actually this morning, I'm going to break the rule of you're not, you know, tricking you all into think that it was live because they'll be at practice right now. In fact, Coach Lombardi, we talked actually earlier this morning. I think you're going to like what she had to say about some of the takeaways now heading into a home weekend at Jane Sanders Stadium. Something about how it's nice that sometimes there's 300 umpires that are on your side in the fans, in the stands. So I thought that was funny. You're going to hear about that coming up in just a little while. Before we get, though, to Lisa Peterson, who is joining us on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. It is, of course, Athletic Director Tuesday, always brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Well, it's an important day today. Lisa has no idea about this. It's Scott Phillips' birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Scott Phillips
Happy
is another
birthday,
year
Scott!
Older. So, hey, happy birthday to the man that makes me look a lot better than I deserve. That
Definitely.
Was one Scott Phillips. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate that.
Hey, Scott.
Face for radio, face for the editing bay. That's the way that it is, and that's what we do on Duck Insider. But, hey, Scotty, happy birthday, buddy. Hope that you're watching
happy
Star
birthday.
Wars tonight in celebration, all right? Empire Strikes Back. Lisa, happy birthday to Scott. I had to start the show with that because, to be honest with you, Lisa, if I didn't, I knew I was going to forget.
I'm glad I was here for it.
Thanks. I appreciate it. We have a lot to talk about today, though. Some of your Facebook comments and questions. If you missed the show, yesterday, and if you missed the announcement over the weekend, good news, fans in limited capacity at the spring game coming up in just under 2 weeks now. We will have a 2 o'clock broadcast for you, for those of you who can't be there. I'm looking forward, though, to seeing more fans, especially after the open scrimmage for a few hundred fans on Saturday. Spring game coming up in less than 2 weeks on Saturday, May 1st, with a 2 o'clock start. More details coming on GoDucks.com on how you can claim your ticket. And Lisa, let's start there. That's just exciting. Since you and I last talked, we've had some fans back in the stands, which is cool to see.
We have, and it's been great. I know it's been, you know, up and down as we navigate the different levels of risk that our county is in. So the number has changed up and, you know, but it is so great to have people back in. Everybody has done an incredible job with all the protocols and all the things that we're asking them to do. And it's just really exciting to see that and to be in there. And, you know, we've missed them. So it's great to have some back.
Yeah, they're 300 umpires that are all Ducks in the stands, as Coach Lombardi said.
That.
Yeah, we got a good kick out of that. It is Athletic Director Tuesday, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Do you read more spreadsheets now, tracking more data than you did a year ago? Or how many spreadsheets you read in a day these days, Lisa?
Well, now that the basketball selection committee is all done, it's not near as many now. But yeah, with all the, you know, do a lot of vaccination clinics and how many were getting done there. So that's been great. It's definitely different. You know, Joey, my background is in the financial world. So I used to be the spreadsheet queen.
I know.
And now, since being here, I don't have that. I'm kind of enjoying the little that I do follow now. I know. Nerd alert. Is that what that would be?
I just want it to be known that I didn't say that. Lisa said that.
Good.
It wasn't me. No, hey, you know, that's kind of why I make that joke, because you guys are tracking so many things. And I say all this because we like to have fun on the show, but this is obviously a serious deal. And for people like Lisa, who are sitting in the chair that you're sitting in, it's a difficult spot trying to track all this and then still have a student athlete experience that is worthy of the University of Oregon. It's been a delicate balance, hasn't it, Lisa?
Definitely, but I can't say enough about the collaboration with, you know, the campus IMT folks, as well as Lane County Public Health. Those folks have been incredible to work with, and they understand what our business is and have done everything that they can to help us. It's certainly not normal, but at least be able to have some sort of an experience this year, given all the circumstances. A huge shout out to all of them.
Do you feel like the fall is going to be closer to normal than what we experienced in the last fall? And I understand that's probably a very unfair question to ask you, but I would like to know the answer if you have one.
I think that, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel, flickering or not, but that, you know, the vaccine can certainly help us get to closer to normal. I'm definitely not making any proclamations that, you know, the gates are open, but I would love that.
I like that answer. That light is flickering at the end of the tunnel. I will continue to say that after Coach Lombardi said it 3 weeks ago. I'm just going to keep saying it. Dave asking, are they allowing fans at UCLA baseball series this weekend? As of 1:06 p.m. on Tuesday, April 20th, the answer to that question is yes. I qualify everything that I say these days with an exact timestamp, because things tend to change pretty darn quickly these days. But Dave, yes, more info on GoDucks.com for tickets. They are very, 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 very limited, especially with the way that the two Diamond Sports are playing right now, which is, we're a Diamond Sports school now, right, Lisa?
We are. Yes, it is. And Joe, I do want to mention that, you know, people following the Lane County information, that we're definitely not trending in the right direction. And if, you know, all of the data that you referenced points to where we are. We are definitely going back into the high risk area, which does certainly limit all of those capacities.
Yeah, the county did just announce that it's moving back up to high, which means, Dave, that there will be even how many varies did I say the first time, Scott? Add a few
add
more.
Another.
Yeah, add a few more varies in the limited. So, hey, everybody trying to adapt the best that they can, but I'm going to say it again, Lisa, the light is flickering at the end of the tunnel.
It is.
You know, talking
we're playing.
Yeah.
You know, Joey, we're playing. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't think that I was going to ask you this, and I didn't mean to spend the first 7 minutes of our conversation, because we haven't even yet talked about any of the actual sports that you oversee that we're going to get to. But, you know, Lisa, I think that that's actually really valuable. I mean, if I had asked you last April what you thought next April was going to look like, you probably would have told me it was an April Fool's joke to some extent, right? But here we are. You know, it has really been a long time.
And that's kind of what we talked about, you know, certainly with the sports that are ending their seasons, which I know we're going to get to, but just so appreciative of the fact that they got to play, like all of them, all the student athletes have just been so glad, even though it has been, you know, a lot of things that we've put in place and things that they've been asked to do. They are just very grateful to have been able to play their sport. And we've had a lot of success. It's been, you know, a lot of fun for sure.
Okay, let's talk about success.
Okay.
Women's basketball. We have yet to talk with you since, one, your first season on the selection committee. Two, a trip out to San Antonio that lasted for a ridiculously long time. And three, another great run for Oregon women's basketball. Just take us back in time a little bit and recap that season from your chair.
Well, certainly, you know, the women's basketball selection committee, my first year on it, I do have a little bit of experience, as we've talked about, with volleyball, but women's basketball is definitely different. And you know, having to watch as many games as we did, I enjoyed watching basketball, so it was fun. But a lot of the data points that we talked about, we didn't get to have because there wasn't a lot of, you know, out of conference play. And also when a team gets put on pause and the impact that that can have, and how long do you think that that impacts? Is it just the next game? Is it the next 2 weeks? You know, all of those different things. So we really weren't comparing apples to apples, which made it certainly more challenging. However, I will say that it was an incredible experience and a lot of great folks that I got to work with on that committee. And I think that the bracket was very well done. I mean, there's always, you know, some can argue, but the fact that Charlie Cream said that he got all of them right except for one, you know, I think that that points to, we are paying attention and we are watching a lot of basketball. So that part was a lot of fun. You know, being in San Antonio for a month was certainly challenging, and all of the things that came about there. What I will say is that the committee put an awful lot of work in trying to make that a great experience. Certainly there were certain things that, you know, you were hamstrung by, but the whole goal was to get to a champion, and we were able to do that. And so that was really great. And then the fact that, you know, if you want to say that Oregon had the upset, or however you want to look at that, when we beat Georgia and were able to get to the Sweet 16, that was also an incredible moment. You know, being able to show that, for all the folks that don't watch a lot of Pac-12 women's basketball, that we really do have a really great conference. And then two Pac-12 schools in the championship game, and, you know, very happy for Tara Vanderveer and her staff. I know it's been a long time for her, and that team had been through an awful lot to try to get to play a season with all the restrictions that they had. And so just, it was a really cool experience. It was kind of three separate trips for me, with the selections and then when our team was there and then back to the Final Four. I don't want to eat out of a box anymore with plastic silverware. But
how many forks
that,
and knives, you know, did you break?
When I went to this volleyball bubble, I definitely took real silverware.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that previously.
I have heard from a few people now. We had a buddy who was in the NBA bubble, and he said the same thing. Like, I had to buy silverware. Like, it was, yeah. I understand. Lisa Peterson is our guest, Deputy Athletic Director, Senior Women's Administrator. You know, you touched on a lot of different things there with women's basketball, Lisa. I'm kind of curious, you know, and I'll extend this question maybe for women's basketball, for volleyball, for all these seasons that have now kind of wrapped up. Man, what are you going to remember most about this unprecedented year? Like, what's going to be the thing that we look back 10 years from now and you're going to be like, man, that is something I will never forget?
The mask compliance and having to pay attention to that.
Sure.
No, seriously, it really is just the effort that those student athletes had to put in and the buy-in that they had to do. I mean, Joey, we really restricted them in what they were allowed to do. I mean, as a society, we've obviously been restricted, but what we asked of them to be able to compete and get to the end, it was a lot, and it was hard to do. And, you know, they would be at these events and they would see their families in the stands and they couldn't go be with them. And that's hard, you know, like anybody, they're still kids, and it's hard as an adult to be able to do that. And so I think the fact that they really wanted to get to the end and to have as much success as they can, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget what they, you know, they sacrificed to be able to play their sport. At the same time, understanding that they were so grateful to have that opportunity. And I got a whole lot of thank yous from a lot of different people, just that, you know, it got to happen.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. I mean, there's so many different things that I can think of that I'll remember from this, but I don't even know if I could answer that question myself right now. So I'm glad that we have you on so that you can answer that question, because I don't think I could have. I don't know that I can right now. I still don't know what I would say. Lisa Peterson, our guest, you know, you talk about one Sweet 16 team. How about another Sweet 16 team in volleyball? You know, that's, hey, That was cool to see in a season where I think we might have seen one of the best players that Oregon volleyball has ever had in Brooke Nunneviller. And the cool thing is that Duck fans might get to see a little bit more of her moving forward.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm, you know, so proud of that team. And, you know, women's basketball, obviously what they had lost and coming back, they obviously had a great squad this year. And the future is definitely bright there. If you think back to volleyball and the last season that they played, I mean, we had 9 wins, which is certainly uncharacteristic for that program. And to see that the success that they got to achieve this year and the experiences that they got to have and back into the Sweet 16, it was like a flood of emotion because that group, you know, has been through an awful lot. And the exciting thing is I think everybody's back. We didn't celebrate any seniors. So I think that the sky is the limit for that group. And, you know, you can't teach experience. And so they have that now. And what they went through, you know, to get to where they are today. And, you know, Matt had a great message to them afterwards. It's just, you know, whatever you were afraid of before, or, you know, if you didn't think that we belonged, like, we belong. And, you know, that team that we played, I mean, I don't know, give us a few more points. And I think that that could have been a different outcome. And so it took them a little bit to get going, but just so excited for them and so proud of them. And the good news is that they don't have a lot of time off because they'll be back doing all that again in a couple months. And so just really, really happy for them and everything that they've done. And Brooke Nunneviller, like I there aren't adjectives. I know that we've talked about Sabrina and we've talked about all that, but what Brooke is doing in volleyball, I mean, she's the national team libero and she's getting over 3.5 kills per game. You know, it's just that combination is so unique in that sport. And what she has dedicated and done to herself physically, and she already has the mental side of it, watching her play is a joy. And I don't think that people understand what she does, how effortless she makes it look, how hard it really is. And so, you know, I'm excited that she's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, I think Duck fans are so excited to have you back at Matthew Knight Arena to see some of this, because it is a really, really awesome deal on what's going on with Oregon volleyball. Speaking of volleyball, you know, Coach Homer and I have talked about this quite a bit, Lisa, that there's really two seasons going on at once right now. I mean, normally you'd have indoor in the fall, and then you'd have the beach season right now. Well, beach season is now about to wrap up as well. It's kind of crazy.
It is, yes. They're having senior day tomorrow against Portland at Amazon Park, and then they'll head down next week to Pac-12s at Stanford, I think. And so, yeah, that's, you know, typically it doesn't happen on top of each other, and a lot more of our indoor players will be playing beach. But, you know, with Janice Hare, and then we've had, you know, a little step-in coach over the last couple of weeks because of some other challenges. I mean, they set a program record for wins, mm-hmm. and just excited about that. And, you know, really looking forward. We've got, you know, plans for that sport that hopefully after we get through what this COVID you know, responses or situation that we're in, that we can really see that change. But just very excited about all of them and happy for what they've been doing. But yes, Matt, we got back yesterday and he was back out of beach practice at 3:00.
So. Yeah. He's actually going to be on the show. We were multitasking. I don't know if you noticed there, Lisa, but he is actually going to be on the show tomorrow. And
oh, great.
With that going on, normally we would talk to him live on Wednesdays. We're actually going to record early with him tomorrow, so fans will be able to hear from Coach Ulmer coming up on the show tomorrow. And I think beach championships are in Los Angeles.
Oh, is it Los Angeles? Thank you.
I think.
It's lacrosse that's in Stanford.
So there's a lot of sports going on.
A lot of sports going on. When you do talk to Ulmer, just ask him what hair product he uses.
Okay, let's see.
You'll enjoy that
Wednesday outline hair product LP. Okay, that'll remind me. Multitasking. Okay. Quick timeout. When we come back, and you talk about a great first season, I think you know who we're going to talk to you about, Lisa. When we come back, Lisa Peterson is our guest. It is Athletic Director Tuesday, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. When we come back, talking a little Oregon soccer after what was truly a special season. After this, on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Lisa Peterson is kind enough to join us via the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. Every Tuesday, we talk with a member of, well, really the corner office suite. There's an athletic suite that's actually in the opposite corner of the building from us. None of them are actually in those offices right now, but the point is well-founded that I have a rotation. I just work my way around the athletic suite, and we landed on Lisa today, and I'm glad that we did. And now I actually can tell you that we scheduled our next opportunity to talk with Lisa, which will probably be the last time, actually, in the spring season of Duck Insider. And I forgot to send Lisa the calendar invite until she reminded me, which is the
typical fourth
time that I've done that to you. Is that right?
At least. I mean, that's when you show up. So the fact that you've been to all of these this year, though, so I can't keep saying that anymore. But, yeah, now it's just, you know, getting it on my calendar.
Boy, that was a real zinger. For those of you that don't know that inside joke, I feel like I should explain myself. There was a period there where Terry Johns would be filling in for me because we would do the show on Thursdays. I would be on the road with baseball in a normal season. And, well.
You can't just call it baseball, Joey. It was like the
basketball,
whole year.
Basketball.
Yeah, so, you know.
There was a period.
It felt personal.
There was a period where I think I only had Lisa on the show when I was hosting it probably once
like
for
once.
Like 10 months.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But I've made, look at this, though.
I know. It's been all year.
Well,
I'm so grateful.
I don't think anyone else has hosted this show in the last, yeah, that is
there
one.
You go.
That's one thing that has been different, to be honest with everybody, because I haven't traveled. It's weird. All right, I got to talk with you about soccer. So
yes,
everybody knows by now that the studio is located right across from Graham Abel's office. So anytime Coach Abel's swinging through to pick something up from his office during the season, it was always like, hey, coach, it's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty good. And I just want to qualify this question, Lisa, by saying that I think if this was a regular year where 64 teams were in the postseason, Ducks would have been in the postseason. But you play the hand that you're dealt, as Coach Altman always says, still a successful season. First winning season for Oregon soccer since 2006, and it came in the first year under Graham Abel in a truly unprecedented year. Just how awesome has that been?
I mean, Joe, you know the struggles that we've had in that sport, and that's a sport that we have that's never made it to the NCAA tournament. And I think it might be the only sport that we have that has never been to the NCAA tournament because lacrosse did play in that playing game. But
yep.
The future of that program is so bright, and what those current student athletes did in, you know, the 1 year with him is unbelievable. And I'm sure that he'll tell you, like, the effort that they put in, you know, they track the miles that are run, like they wear those GPS trackers. And, you know, it's insane. It's insane what that group has done. They totally had to change their mindset and everything that was asked of them and how they train and you know, how we play, and I can't talk the soccer speak, but you know, what our systems are and all that sort of stuff. And they totally bought in, they believed in him and what he put in place. And I am just so happy that they got to see some of that success. And certainly there are a lot of those ties that could have been wins that may have changed, you know, what our outcome was. But you know, everything that they achieved this year is just, it's unprecedented for this group, and beating Stanford for the first time. Like we did not lose to Stanford this year in soccer. And that's just, you know, that's, they're the bar, right? Like they've won everything so often that they're the bar, and all of those wins against them and what he's done. Like I am just so excited. And you know, a huge shout out, our goalkeeper is a freshman, Leah Freeman. She, you know, she's been doing it all year. But she got injured and Charlotte came in against Oregon State, and you know what she did, like, it's just, she was ready for that moment, you know, because she had played what 45 seconds before that all season, and then played those 110 minutes or 100 minutes, whatever it ended up being. And how she did that, like, that's because she was prepared for that. And I can't say enough about that team either. Like, I'm just so excited for them. And the future is certainly bright for that group.
Really bright. We're actually working on having Graham Abel, I should say, will be on the show on Thursday. We're going to do a little bit of a wrap-up interview with Graham Abel, who became a father for the third time within like a day before the last regular season game and ultimately win of the year. So pretty good, darn good 24 hours for Coach Abel. I'm going to ask him to give us like the full breakdown of that 24-hour period when we have him on the show,
because it's entertaining.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if he'll tell you all the truth on the, I guess you can't go back, right? Like you can't go back and say how fast you were going. Like please can't go back.
No,
and give you
a, no, hit. It's fine.
So yeah,
he was Mario Andretti.
Yes, because for those that don't know, his family is still in Seattle with his son in school. So, yeah, you definitely need to ask him. I would talk Thursday through Sunday, ask him what that schedule is like.
Yeah. So, Graham Abel, wrapping up his first year as the Oregon soccer head coach with the first winning season since 2006. Hey, you mentioned lacrosse finishing up their season coming up this week as well.
Yes, they've had a lot of challenges. You know, there was a lot of opt-outs in that sport and just some growing pains still that – you know, we've seen how the process can work. We've seen it in a lot of our sports, and I feel very comfortable, you know, that we're going to be heading in the right direction in that sport. And they've got their senior night on Friday. And then, like I said, they go next week to the Pac-12 tournament at Stanford. But, you know, we're going to get better in that sport.
Acrobatics of Tumbling is just in a ho-hum national semifinal again on Thursday. And it's going to be, you know, so I always say, like in baseball, softball, the third game, if it's the decisive game of the series, right, you call it the rubber match. Well, this is the acrobatics and tumbling equivalent of the rubber match between Baylor. These are the two classes of the sport. Yeah. That's kind of fun coming up Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Definitely is. And, you know, again, with the COVID issues and the rankings and all of those sort of things, because you weren't comparing apples to apples with who competed against who and number of meets and all that sort of stuff. But an incredibly exciting semifinal. And, you know, I really like how that team is looking and really excited for them on Thursday.
Lisa Peterson is the Deputy Athletic Director here at Oregon. We have, again, kept her a minute longer than I told her that we would. She's already going to then be late for another meeting. So, Lisa, I just thank you so much for taking the time. Did we miss anything today?
I mean, you know, Joey, we could talk for hours. But just, you know, thanks for all that you do, and looking forward to our last chat in May. And, Scott, I hope you have a great birthday.
He says thanks.
You guys have a great day.
I had this vision of Scott like running in front of the camera and just being like, thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa.
I heard him. Thank you. All right, you guys have a great afternoon.
Yeah, you can tell we have zero fun in the Country Financial Studio. Thank you, Lisa.
Bye, Joey.
Lisa Peterson. She is the Deputy Athletic Director. It is Athletic Director Tuesday, brought to you by Pepsi and locally owned Bigfoot Beverages. Go Ducks, drink Pepsi. Yeah. It's always fun when we talk to Lisa. I hope we got everything. I tried to keep track of some interview questions that people were asking. And, Matthew Ulmer. That name sounds familiar. I see you watching, Coach. He says it's not gel. He says Lisa's got jokes. Next up. Melissa Lombardi is going to join us, Oregon softball head coach. Keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Freedom, Toyota hybrids say, let's go faster and further with 10 hybrid models to choose from and tons of top tech. The best part? Every Toyota hybrid offers an extended hybrid battery warranty for 10 years or 150,000 miles. So let's go places. Toyota hybrids.
For Toyota hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and fuel cell and battery electric vehicles beginning with model year 2020. The hybrid HV battery is covered for 10 years from original date of first use or 150,000 miles, whichever comes first. Coverage is subject to terms and conditions of your new vehicle limited warranty. See owner's warranty and maintenance card for details.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Every Tuesday, we get the opportunity to catch up with Oregon softball head coach Melissa Lombardi. She's on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. And, Coach, hey, thanks for always taking the time and joining us. I always start general. Recap a weekend. I know you guys would have liked to have a few more victories, but, hey, this was another top six opponent for you guys, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was a tough weekend. We had two tough weekends in a row. Our first game, I think we were just a little overmatched and not really sure how to go about it. But then our second game, love how we responded, gave ourselves a chance to win and just fell a little short. And then there's that third game, that second game of the day, where if you don't get what you want in the early game, okay, how do you go about the second game? And I loved our fight. I love that these guys bounced back. We got the win. And then third day, we had some opportunity again. And the two games that we lost, we out hit them. Mm-hmm. Didn't put enough together. And we fell short.
I was kind of curious. You mentioned the bounce back. I think a lot of people, like when I was going through and watching the games and then also reading the box scores, the hits jumped out at me too. That is kind of a bit of an oddity, right? But sometimes the game just doesn't work that way for you, does it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It doesn't. I look at the two losses and the loss on Saturday and the loss on Sunday, and we out hit them both times. It's just, so we're getting our runners on. It's just, it's manufacturing runs. That's where we fell a little short. And then just to, I think our pitching staff is giving us a chance to win. They've been giving us a chance to win all year long. And that's what I love about our staff. And so it's just continuing to do that.
Melissa Lombardi, head coach Oregon softball, joining us. No Duck fan's going to want me to do this, but I will tip the cap a little bit to the opposition because they had some pretty good pitchers that you guys were going against as well, right?
Yeah, we've the pack is tough, and we know that. We know what we signed up for, and we love it. That's why we're here, to compete against the best. And we didn't get some wins, but we walk away so much better than we were, because we got to face some great pitching in playing, and even in the weekend before in Rachel Garcia. So, it's tough because we did a lot of good things, but we came up short. But I know in times like this, when there's struggle, there's positive and there's great things that come along from it. That's going to propel us into the rest of our season.
It's a really tough portion of the schedule when you play back-to-back top six teams, right, Coach? I mean, I look at that and I think, man, you guys still had a lot of opportunities to win these games. And there's the takeaway, right, that you clean up a few things and suddenly you might be talking about a winning record the last 2 weeks, right?
Absolutely, for sure.
You know, I'm curious too, Coach, Shea Bowden. I thought that was just a cool thing to see Shea do what she did, particularly in that Saturday series of games, I should say, with the doubleheader. You know, I feel like I haven't asked you about Shea Bowden in probably like a month, and I should have, and she just gave me a reason to.
Yeah, she very excited for Shea. She was 4 for 6, and just hit the ball well. She's been seeing the ball well. She's been having good at bats at the plate. And it was nice to see her go off. You know, Shea last year, she struggled. She had some injuries that she had to deal with. And Shea, I don't know if others have the pain tolerance that she has. She has got a high pain tolerance and gutted out last year and then had to get surgery and had to rehab. And the road has been hard for her. But what I love is that she just keeps grinding it out. And I really like what she did at Washington. And just, she's been great on defense. She's a leader for us. So, but it's just nice to see her back get hot.
Oregon softball back at home now this weekend. Oregon live stream for the entire series against Stanford. 5 o'clock on Friday, 1 o'clock when the first game of the doubleheader will begin on Saturday. And then at 10:30 in the morning for the Ducks taking on Stanford on Sunday. Coach, I'm kind of curious. I haven't asked you now as we've gotten into the schedule a bit. With that doubleheader, has the way that you've approached the doubleheader in the series changed at all after we talked about it, after you guys played that first one about a month ago?
You know, we're still taking it one game at a time. I think that's all you can do. I think to have this, like, elaborate plan for the doubleheader, don't think it works. I think we have to go into the first game and do everything we can to win the first game and then go to the second. And what's nice is that we have a staff to, you know, we have the arms to do it. We have the arms. So I think this past weekend we learned a lot. We didn't quite get what we wanted, but I know it's going to pay off. I know it's going to pay off for us. So it's just continuing to understand and trust the process and what we're doing.
Home crowd helps too, right?
Yes.
Man, I know it's still limited capacity, and fans, I know a lot of people have been clamoring to get back into Jane Sanders Stadium. Still limited tickets available on GoDucks.com. But, man, there's just nothing like it. So – that's the way that you really get a bounce back, right? The fans help you get a little extra pep in the step this weekend.
Absolutely. We love our fans. We love what they bring every time they come to the Jane. You know, it's definitely a total advantage for us. I think the opponent can really feel our fans at the Jane. I know the umpire feels our fans. our team feels the fans. Our team, you know, we talk about our athletes, you know, getting energy off of each other. They get energy and momentum off of our fans as well. So we appreciate them.
As a coach, do you like when there are roughly 400 umpires sitting in the stands?
Absolutely.
Les Lombardi, head coach Oregon softball, joining us. Coach, I like to end sometimes kind of just on an open-ended general question. Now, keys to success for you guys after what you learned the last couple weekends, what are those keys to success in this series against Stanford to get back on track?
I think it's offensively, we're getting on and we're putting runs on the board. It's just for them to continue to be timely with what they're doing. We talk a lot about passing the bat. Our pitching, we just need one thing. Just give us a chance to win. Give us an opportunity to win. That's all they need to do. And defense to really, to be tough. Like, they've been great on defense, but to even elevate even more.
Lastly, what's the report on Stanford? Just give fans an idea of the opponent that's coming into the Jane this weekend.
Yeah, they're an aggressive team. They've got pitchers that like to throw the ball down in the zone. They like to run. They've got, you know, right-handed and left-handed hitters. So we're going to see, you know, some slappers. We're going to see some swings. They're aggressive. They're just, I would say, pretty aggressive in all areas in what they do.
5 o'clock on Friday, you'll be able to watch it on the Oregon live stream. Our buddies on KWVA, the student radio station, will have the radio call and the live stream call for you as well with the simulcast. 1 o'clock on Saturday, the first game of the doubleheader, and then 10:30 in the morning on Sunday. Bacon and eggs with the Ducks taking down the Cardinal this weekend at James Sanders Stadium. Coach, hey, thank you for always taking the time. I can't thank you enough. And best of luck this weekend. Looking forward to seeing you and fans and all those umpires back out at the Jane.
Sounds great. Thanks, Joey.
When we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit, actually. We talked with Lisa Peterson, Melissa Lombardi. Now we're going to hear from Jim Mastro, talk a little spring football with the Oregon running back coach next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to relieve volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union, Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Our friends at Crumble Cookies, a proud partner of the Oregon Sports Network. You can come see Crumble Cookies off Coburg Road in Eugene. I think that's probably what Scott Phillips is having for his birthday today. Yeah, HBD again to Mr. Scott Phillips. He's going to be watching some Star Wars tonight in celebration. And
Empire.
Particularly Empire Strikes Back. And then I don't know what the family has in store.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to find out. I don't know. It's always a surprise and a mystery.
Leave us on the cliff. Give us the hanger tomorrow, all right?
Gotcha.
Tell us what happens tomorrow. We have yet to hear from Jim Mastro, Oregon running backs coach, and Ken Wilson, Oregon linebackers coach, as they met with the media on Saturday following the scrimmage. We have so much content for you. I've tried to spread out some of these spring football interviews over the course of every week. Similarly, George Moore, Ryan Walk, TJ Bass all met with the media. They got done right before we got on the air today. So we have a ton more to get to. We're going to do that. Let's hear a little bit, though, from Jim Mastro. We put together some of the greatest hits for you as the Oregon running backs coach talked about what he saw at the scrimmage on Saturday. Ducks also did practice again this morning. And also his running back room that is, frankly, a little bit depleted right now. The Ducks have had a little bit of a smaller group of running backs to work with than in recent years, with just some injuries and availability. So how have the Ducks been handling that? Jim Mastro on that and a lot more.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, those guys are playing well. You know, obviously CJ, Travis is Travis, but Cross Patton has probably had the best camp of all these guys just because we've asked him to take a lot of reps. And then we got Aaron Smith, who was a walk-on, who is actually a pleasant surprise for us so far in camp. So, you know, those guys played well today, and we'll look at the tape and get better from it.
Just with his body, how is Cross able to take some of those hits? Like, I saw him get rocked about two times today, and he just springs right back up. Like, it seems like he's shifty enough enough to avoid a lot of those. But sometimes when you get squared up.
Yeah. Well, what's the old box? Pound for pound, he's probably the toughest guy on our team, you know, but he's had an unbelievable, we knew he had this in him. I mean, he showed it last year on the scout team. And, you know, now with where we're at, he's got an opportunity to get a ton of reps. And man, I'll tell you, he's a good player and a tough kid, smart kid, and not afraid to throw his body in there. So it's been good.
Jim, when you have guys like CJ and Travis that have been around so long and played so many snaps at Oregon, and now with the limited amount of bodies, they're going to get a lot of reps this spring. What do you want them to work on at this point in their career?
Oh, they just got to elevate their game. You know, it's a typical deal. The next year, you got to be a year better. And that's what those guys have done. You know, I mean, obviously CJ, the freak injury he had last year, but, you know, Travis had an unbelievable year last year. He's got to capitalize on that and have a better year this year. It's just the whole thing. It's a year better. Just be it. People should look and say, man, he's a year better. And that's what we're looking for out of both those guys. And then Cross has been, like I said, a pleasant surprise for us.
Jim, CJ goes 67 to the house on that first play there today. Obviously, you've seen that before. So how difficult for you as the position coach was last year when he's missing his first games, and you know that what you saw today, what you saw for 2 years prior, is what he's capable of, and that's what we were missing down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's, like I've said before 1,000 times, I believe CJ Vardell is the best back in the country. You just got to keep him healthy. Last year, that was the freakiest injury you could ever imagine, you know, rip a ligament in your thumb, putting your hand on the ground. I mean, just, you know, but Travis stepped up and had an unbelievable year. And so CJ is as dynamic as they come, and he's a complete package. And if he stays healthy, which he will, the sky's the limit for him and Travis, and right now Cross. So it's been good.
How do you try to get him through what you hope is a 15-game season?
Yeah, you're not going to take away what his personality is. He's just a tough, hard-nosed, tough football player, and you can't take that away. The thing is, you have to make sure you have depth, which we do, and it's fortunate. But, you know, he is what he is. That's why he's such a great player. You know, you kind of limit his reps in fall camp and in spring ball just to kind of take the punches away a little bit, kind of the wear and tear on the tires, which is what we've done. But, you know, once game time comes, you can't ask him to do anything that he's doing. And he's just the way he plays the game. And I love him for that. And that's just what makes him so good.
With Cyrus gone, are you looking for a short yardage goal line specific back, or is that just going to be it kind of plays out the way it plays out? Like, you go into spring and fall kind of hoping to have someone kind of substitute what he did the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, CJ can be that guy. Travis can be that guy. I mean, you know, it's just that's just something that just kind of come within the flow of the game, you know, and with what we have coming in, kids we have coming in, you know, that'll be a good competition for us to have. But there's no difference. You just kind of, who's the hot hand is going to play. You get down there, you're just going to go.
How is your unit doing blocking this spring?
Good. You know, last year they were much improved from the first year. And so far, and today was a great day. I mean, for those guys, they step up in there. And, you know, our running back's always going to be at a disadvantage weight-wise. You're trying to block Noah Sewell's 260. Cross is 160 pounds today. And so you have to understand it's all about fundamentals, all about techniques. It's all about a want to. And today was a good day, and they've had a good spring. But it's something you work on every single day. And so it's just something they've gotten better at, and they're going to continue to get better at.
You guys are 8 spring practices in, something you guys didn't get a chance to do last year. Kind of give your overall thought about how this unit is shaping up, not really what they're going to do in the future, but kind of where they are right now.
Yeah, it's the best chemistry, both in my room and on this team since I've been here. It's really good. I mean, me and Coach Cristobal were talking yesterday. It's just a different feeling and a different vibe in the locker room and on the practice field. It's something that that's, I think, is very special. But the chemistry, again, in my room and in this with this team, is the best it's been in my 3 years here.
How valuable or invaluable are spring practices to guys like Sean and Trey, and how much does that, I don't want to say hurt their progression or slow them down, but are they missing out on a lot and opportunity this spring to not be available?
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about reps. It's all about, you know, how many snaps can you get, you know, and, you know, with Sean, it was just heart gut wrenching to me that happened. I mean, this was his time to shine. You know, he paid the price. He understood that it was a process involved. He embraced the process, but he'll be back stronger than ever. You know, Sean will be back and he'll be as good as ever. And then Trey should be back very soon, full speed. So we'll have a room, a complete room. But yeah, it hurts when you can't get reps. But the hard as those two guys work, I mean, they'll catch up in no time.
So what have you noticed the offensive line? Have you seen an improvement yourself?
No, absolutely. I mean, we go how they go. And, you know, they're coached by the best O-line coach in the country, Coach Mirabal. So that's never going to be an issue. And those guys have gotten a year better. And it's a remarkable improvement just because they're a year better. It's the same group the next year. And so, yeah, those guys are playing really well right now. It's been fun to watch those guys develop. And like I said, you know, that first play, CJ went 67. All he had to do was make the safety miss. Everybody else was blocked, you know, so, and that's what you're looking for.
That's pretty good, a report on the offensive line there from a running back coach, Jim Mastro. That was him talking after the scrimmage where C.J. Verdell took that first play from scrimmage for 67 yards and a touchdown. Not bad, huh? Yeah, that's good to hear, though, that it was because everybody was blocked instead of the defense missed a bunch of assignments and tackles, because it's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde here, right, when you're playing against yourself. So we're going to hear from Ken Wilson on the other side of things. Did the linebackers miss anything? We're going to talk with him about that and what is, I think, one of the really, really good young groups on this roster. Ken Wilson, Oregon linebackers coach. We finish up the show with him next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you in the Country Financial Studio. Hadley Peterson, Melissa Lombardi, and Jim Mastro, our guests today. Now we'll hear a little bit from Ken Wilson. We'll finish up today's show talking linebackers. So look, we know Noah Sewell, Pac-12 Freshman Defensive Player of the Year a season ago. We know what he can do. But Justin Flo, we never really got to see his potential due to injury. That's a group, I think, that Ken Wilson, you'll hear him talking about, Ducks are pretty darn excited about. Linebackers could be pretty darn deep this year. And Ken Wilson, well, he's pretty excited about what they bring to the table as he met with the media after Saturday's scrimmage.
Yeah, it was awesome, first of all, to be back out there and see some fans up in the stands. That was a great deal. The play on the field was a little erratic. We got a lot of work to do. There were some good things. There was a lot of bad things, a lot of good things. It was kind of up and down. We got to keep our effort and intensity up. I think all the different things out there and putting in a lot of new stuff and the guys getting to compete again and tackle for the first time since the bowl game. There were a lot of things going on. Some of these guys handled it really well, and some of them have to pick it up a little bit.
Ken, what is your early impression of, I guess, working with DeRuiter and also Marcel Yates, and how much of a transition is that for you guys?
I've worked with Tim in the past, so that was a great deal to have him back with me. I really enjoyed my time previously. I've known Marcel for a long time. He's a great coach. I think our staff on defense has really come along together. We really spent a lot of time together, obviously, getting ready for spring. We've been in overdrive getting it ready, and we've got some really good veteran coaches. We've got some good young energy off our GAs and some of our quality control guys. And, you know, we're in the middle of it. We just practiced right in the middle of spring, and now we got to hit another gear and keep going forward.
Ken, until you got down to 2 minutes there, it looked like you were giving Isaac a blow and pass on the day to kind of look at everybody else. Was that deliberate? Were you trying to get basically your inexperienced guys, even a guy like Drew, who, you know, yes, he played last season, but outside of Isaac, a lot of your guys are pretty young, and a couple of them haven't even seen the field. Were you trying to deliberately just get more tape of them, since Isaac's probably got, you know, several hundred plays to go through his catalog?
Yeah, I mean, Isaac is – obviously he's got stuff to learn still in the defense, the new defense, but he's had a lot of spring scrimmages, a lot of spring practices. You know, the hardest part with having him on the sidelines is keeping him on the sidelines. He's trying to get out there all the time, and you know, he's having a good spring. He's really taking a leadership role. I think he's got some leadership skills to keep working on, but our guys look up to him. And, you know, the plays he was in there, he had some really good plays when he was out there today running around, and he wanted to do more. And, you know, there's a lot of guys just getting their first taste of a spring football. Even Noah's never had a spring scrimmage. He's never been in a spring scrimmage. You know, really, really Drew and Nate and Isaac are the only guys that have ever been in a spring scrimmage. So I needed to get guys out there and get them going and see what that looks like. And with the temperature up and stuff, they got to push through some of that and learn how to play, you know, Division I, Pac-12, big-time football.
Coach, it seemed like today you were mixing and matching your group probably more than any other unit that we noticed. Was that by design, and what was your kind of plan going into today's scrimmage in terms of distributing snaps?
Well, we're trying to look at different combinations in there, trying to move guys, see what they do best. You know, who are the best blitzers? Who are the best droppers? Who are the best run readers? Who can see pullers best? You know, who can play extended plays? Who can play in an 8-play, a 10-play drive? You know, we're looking at all those different things. You know, I got Keith Brown, who should be playing high school football right now, out there trying to get, you know, his first scrimmage, and he's running around, and, you know, I'm coaching like crazy, and they're trying to do things right. And, you know, we're having a great time, but we got a lot of work to do. And I'm just trying to see these guys play football right now. I've got a nice room of good athletes, and we got to learn how to grind in there. They got to learn how to be mentally tough in drives, and when things aren't going right, we got to play harder. And I'm just watching body language, how they're playing, how they handle adversity, how they handle big plays. You know, I want to see everything right now. I just want them to play football. We're trying to mix and get about the same amount of reps for everybody when we come out of spring.
Do you want to have a differentiation among the young guys about Keith, Jackson, Justin, when, you know, he got out there early? Do you want to have separation somehow in a pecking order by the end of spring, or are you comfortable, hey, play this thing out all the way to, you know, September the 3rd, and we'll make a decision on the eve of, you know, game one?
Yeah, I'm letting them make that decision with how they play and how they go about it. I'd love to have them all be even and just keep rotating guys in there. But as they learn how hard they play, how they handle all these situations, they're making that decision. And I tell them, you know, constantly, like, this is an open competition out there. And you're going to make mistakes, but the one thing I don't want to see is guys not playing hard. Like, we are going to learn to play hard, fight through adversity, and I don't care who that is on the field, but they are going to play with a mental mindset that we are not going to back down from anything on the football field. And that's where I lean on guys like Isaac, Drew, Noah, some of those guys to help out the young guys that haven't played a lot. And, hey, I would love it if every guy in that room could play the same amount of reps. We would have a great defense with a lot of fresh guys on the football field. But we're going to let that shake out between now and when we play our first game.
Yeah, Coach. So are there a couple players, having not yet reviewed the video, that did stand out to you a little bit, maybe some one or two young guys?
I thought we had some, I thought we had some really good pressure on the quarterback. Obviously, they're not calling sacks out there, so we're getting those plays through. But we had some good pressure on the quarterback. There were times we were in the right spots with our disguises and things. And I thought, you know, having a Keith Brown out there, who his first scrimmage, I mean, thrown into the fire and, you know, did some nice things. Nate Hukalani's had a good spring. I thought that Isaac, you know, played really well in those plays that he was out there. You know, Noah played some extended play there at a couple different positions. So, you know, linebacker wise is never as good as you think it was, never as bad as you think it was.
I love that quote. That's a good way to end it with Ken Wilson today, talking about the linebacking core for the Ducks. Well, tomorrow we're going to get a season recap with Oregon volleyball head coach Matt Ulmer, talk a little offensive line, and a full schedule for Oregon events for the week. Also, Rob Mosley's going to join us. We'll see you then. Happy birthday, Scott!
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.